Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The offseason here for both of these teams, for the Jets and the Giants, for the Yankees and the Mets, very interesting. Like, it's not necessarily confounding because I understand what both teams are doing, but, and whether you like it or not, I think it's pretty easy to identify what they're doing. I mean, the Mets core was not good enough. The Mets core has been blown up. It wouldn't stun me if Lindor is dealt. So that's what the Mets are doing. And the Yankees right now are basically just hoping the price doesn't go up too much on Bellinger. If it does, they're going to tap out. And I don't think they'll do anything of serious consequence I don't think they'll get Tucker. And I think they'll just try to win with pitching and give some of these young kids a look, which, you know, I'm okay with to an extent, but I would not be satisfied with that kind of an offseason. I just wouldn't be, and neither should you be. So look at this. I'm going to incorporate both of these teams here. Usually one thing we try to do is really separate, like, the Yankee talk from the Met talk outside of those situations where, like with Soto a year ago, where they just, you know, blurred into one another. Because it's almost unfair to the fan base where we're talking about one thing and you just pull the other one in. We want to focus, but I do think it's worth doing it here. All right. So, I mean, think about how few positions for both of these teams are solidified going into next year. I mean, really, it's actually scary when you think about it. So the Yankees obviously Judge, the man, right fielder, awesome. You know, I do think they're going to trade Jazz, but Jazz, at least statistically, is a terrific second baseman. I'm just not giving them a big contract, and I don't think they will either. I was told they weren't, so we'll see. I mean, outside of that, all right, you want to sell me on Trent Grisham? I didn't even want him back on the qualifying offer. I would not have offered it to him. Screw the draft pick. I don't think he's going to hit lefties. I don't think he is. He's just not the kind of player that I want to build around. He's going to run into some fastballs, hit some home runs, but Trent Grisham does not excite me, so I can't even put him on that list there. So I look at right field, I look at second base. And even with second base, there's a bit of an asterisk there. Who's playing first? What about short? What about third? You know, Austin Wells, we need a righty hitting catcher as well. What's going on in left field? Issues, or at least concerns and questions. Now, the big difference for the Yankees versus the Mets is that the Yankees' rotation has a chance to be phenomenal. I remember saying to Sal, I don't know if this was like a week or two ago. Now, there's a few things that need to transpire. Like, Gerrit Cole's got to come back and still be 90% of Gerrit Cole. Schlittler's trajectory has to be continued. Like, it can't be All right, he was dominant, and now the league figured him out, made adjustments, and he didn't make the adjustments as well, which I don't think is going to happen. Like, I think Schlittler and McClain are both two shooting stars in the New York baseball universe. I think they're both studs. I think they're both real. So I'm not really worried about Schlittler, but you still want to see it. You know, Max Fried, stud. I mean, if there could very well be a situation where Carlos Rodon is like your fourth starter. I mean, really, that is a real possibility. Now, they could also trade him. I talk about that, and I don't really want to do that because outside of the Toronto game and in the playoffs there, he gave the Yankees a very good season. So the Yankees' rotation's unbelievable, and I think it should be the best in baseball. But they're having conversations about Michael King. All right. I mean, if it's Bellinger and Michael King, you know, because Michael King only made 15 starts last year, and you want to protect the – you know, you want to make sure you get off to a good start in January – Gerrit Cole's not ready. God forbid he has a setback. Maybe that bleeds into May. Rodon, he's going to miss April. God forbid there's a setback. Maybe that bleeds into May. That's fine. You want to go on a 1 or 2 year deal, whatever it might be, or even 3 on King? Go for it. But that can't be the only move. And even having said that, like the Yankees offense and the Yankees lineup and their starting 9, there's just not that many, not enough locks there. It's just not. Now the Mets. Where are the locks? Well, very similar to the Yankees, there's not enough of them. There's a lock in right field, and there's a lockish at shortstop. Lockish, you know. I still think there's a chance they trade Lindor. And he did have some alarming, you know, defensive regression last year. But I'm not going to say that that's who he's going to be moving forward, but enough to say it's fairly alarming, you know. All right, so he's playing first base for the Mets. All right, a little Polanco, a little McNeil if he's here, or a little Viento. I mean, either way, not. And I think Polanco's a fine pickup. He can hit lefties. I like him. He's got a presence. He's a big game player. He's got a little pop for sure. But like, he's not going to be everyday first baseman. Even though the Mets think that they can kind of transform him into a really good first baseman, we'll see. Right now, there's no answer. Second base is fine. Third base, you know, I like Beatty.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But still ought to see it. Catcher, you know, stop selling me on Alvarez till he actually does something. Center field, don't know. Left field, don't know. Rotation, don't know. Like, there are just a million questions for the Mets. And there's a lot of questions for the Yankees. So I understand plotting through this and not being irrational and not just spending just to spend. Like, that doesn't really get you anywhere. But don't you, when I hear Michael King, like, for the Yankees, like, Michael King should be on the Mets. Like, to me, what the Mets should do is trade for Peralta. That's something we've talked about. Sign King. Keep a lot of your prospects so you can trade for Schuble when he's dealt. Or, you can sign Schuble. You wouldn't want to trade for him because I don't think you want to give up all that. Well, I don't think they want to give up all that. All right? And if you get a Peralta and a King and a McClain, you know, and a Manaea and a Senga, Howard Peterson, however you frame the back of the rotation, at least it's pretty good, you know? But if things don't start happening here in the next 2 weeks, next 2.5, 3 weeks, I mean, the very real possibility of a very dark and very empty offseason for both the Yanks and the Mets is very much a possibility. Like, you know, we were lucky. A lot of stories broke when we were on the air. So whether it's this week or whether it's when I'm out of this time slot, whatever, if a story breaks on the Fan, Bellinger signs with the Dodgers, or Bellinger signs with the Mets, or Bellinger signs with whomever, somebody other than the Yankees, what the hell are the Yankees going to do? Like, I'm dead serious. What are they going to do? They're not going for Tucker. And the more I think about this, I don't even really think that I want Tucker under the terms that I'm pretty sure, even though I think it's dropped a bit, it's going to take to get him here. So time's ticking, all right? Cashman's got his plan. Stearns has his plan. I think it's very clear, much more obvious what Stearns' plan is to dismantle a core that was never going to win a championship. I agree with that, but you still have a lot to do, and time's moving. It's really moving. Let me get Matt in New City on the Fan. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, BT? Just before I get to my point, I'm not even going to wish you luck because I know wherever you go, you're going to do a great job. I've been listening to you since I was a kid on the other station, so not that. Just I want to say about your show real quick. All the hard, like when you talk to people that are hardcore New York sports fans, they all listen to your show because you guys were a little bit of a throwback to the old Fan with a little bit of a new, you know what I mean, way. But you guys talked sports the way real sports fans want to hear it. And anyone who you talk to that you could tell they know sports, they know baseball, they know football, they all listen to you guys. So that's a compliment.
And you know what? It's a great compliment. And it's one that I don't take lightly. Thank you very much, Matt. What's happening, buddy?
So with the Yankees, like, I don't know what they're waiting for. I know they're putting all their eggs in the Bellinger basket, but, you know, the time is ticking that all these little ancillary players that you could get are coming off the board. Like, for example, I would have been okay if they got Naylor. That's the guy I wanted for first base. I would have got Naylor, maybe brought in Harrison Bader, and brought in a utility infielder and did it that way. You know what I mean? If you're going to be a team that's going to rely on really good pitching and defense, then you go that way. But they're putting all their eggs in the Bellinger basket. And like you said, if they don't get him, I mean, what's going to excite you? They're going to, like, who are they even going to sign? I was looking at the top 50 free agents. No one's really that exciting. And I don't want Tucker. He's way overvalued for what he does.
There's not many names left. Matt, there's not. I mean,
I ask you one question? For first base, are you comfortable with Ben Rice being your everyday first baseman?
God, like,
wouldn't you rather sign Ryan O'Hearn? If you could get him on a 2-year deal?
Yeah, I mean, that's something, Sal, and I went back and forth on the Ben Rice thing at first base. Matt, thanks for the call, and really thank you for the kind words, man. Thank you. Listen, I do think that Ben Rice can develop into a functional first baseman. And what I saw last year was alarming. I mean, his pick rate, well, I don't even know what it was. I don't need his pick rate. You know I love the numbers, but I don't need to know what his pick rate was to know that he looked very uncomfortable trying to pick balls at first base. Like, I mean, that's on Volpe, throwing him into the dirt. And, I mean, McMahon was always money across the diamond. But, it's on Volpe. You got to hit him in the chest. But, I mean, there were some long hops. The in-between hop's a little tricky. Short hop, simple. Long hop, if you determine that it's a long hop early, is actually really easy as well. And so there were some hops that I thought were easy for a major league first baseman to get that he looked very uncomfortable with. But I also think that Ben Rice is going to be a three hitter or somewhere, you know, within the first five slots for the Yankees for a while. I don't think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be really good. Like, I think we're going to look at, you know, a little run here at Ben Rice, some some, you know, OPSs in the, you know, 850s, 860s, a lot of home runs. I think he'll learn the strikeouts will go down. I think the on base will go up. I just think he's a really pure hitter. I think he's got great aptitude and he's got juice. I mean, hits the ball hard, really hard. And the numbers back that up. So that doesn't mean you just trot him out there if he's a disaster at first base. But I do think when you're a catcher, and I know that the Yankees actually think he's better defensively behind the plate. Not than Wells. Wells is a good defensive catcher who strikes out a little bit too much as a hitter. But they think that Rice is passable behind the plate. And I would probably agree in small spurts. It's just my opinion. Like when you're passable behind the plate and you try to catch, you know, darting sliders and, you know, boxing balls up that are coming at you 98 miles an hour in the dirt, how the hell could you knock pit balls at first base? I think you can. And I think that you will. Now, like the ball down the right field line, the pop-up, all right, he's probably never going to be very good at that. You know, the 3-6-3 double play, we'll see. Long cutoffs, who knows? But I do think he'll at least be able to be adequate at first base. I do. Not everybody agrees, I do.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.